I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Don't complain, respond. We live in a time when people who hear opinions they dislike think that they can demand those opinions be unsaid or never repeated. How dare you criticize blank? Why did you have to go and get all political? You've offended me. You're wrong. Shut up. Unfollow. Unsubscribe. Almost never do these responses include what people who are in the right usually include in their offending opinions. An evidence-based reply, carefully considered facts, an articulate counterargument. Instead, they just want to shut down the conversation altogether. They want to bully the other person into conforming with their worldview, as if yelling or being mean is a sufficient proxy for being right. Needless to say, this is not how the Stoic responds to things they dislike or disagree with. Remember, Marcus Aurelius appreciated people with different points of view. He didn't worry about being proven wrong because he thought that changing his mind was a good thing. Epictetus wasn't easily offended either. He knew that it took two to tango and that it's impossible to be offended without our consent. The Stoics were not bullies. Neither were they snowflakes. They trained in rhetoric. They trained in logic from childhood on. When they were challenged or when they disagreed, do you know what they did? They responded cleverly, creatively. They responded with kindness and concern, even to people who they believed were totally wrong or even arguing in bad faith. Because they knew that truth came from civil discussion. They knew that there was no such thing as keeping politics out of it, because life is politics. And they certainly didn't so identify with their political party or their beliefs or their reputations that they couldn't handle criticism or feedback or the prospect of having to change the former in light of the latter, which is what we need to go back to practicing, lest we risk watching wisdom and growth and civility cease entirely right before our very eyes. Hey, it's Ryan. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. And I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.